Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Jane Pollock is back. Jane's a great member of our Brain Trust. 10 years she's been hanging out with us. Certified professional, co-active coach. She's helped so many people put their life and their careers on a better track. She's the author of Sole Proprietor, 101 Lessons for a Lifestyle Entrepreneur, and she has been so helpful and useful to us over the years. Jane, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here always.
It's always good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Hey, Jane, I know you want to talk about transitions today, and I was commenting in the when I was telling the audience you were going to come here and talk about this. I was talking about reinvention. I was talking about leading change. Is this the direction? Is this the kind of thing you're talking about when you talk about transitions?
Actually, transitions, even though it's the natural cycle of everything in life, is sometimes it's unexpected. It comes in and it surprises you. And I want to share how I learned about when the word really meant to me was exactly 44 years ago. I can pinpoint it when I was in labor, and they say the point between the active labor when the woman is in, going through labor pains, and the pushing out of the baby is called transition.
Transition,
and
I remember that.
Time. You remember that, that's right.
Yep.
They call it the storm before the calm, where the woman wants to get off the table and say, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right, and she looks at her husband and says, you did this to me.
exactly. And that's when her supporter has to say, you're almost there.
Whenever the mother is in transition, you want to be out of reach.
as the father and the husband, you actually want to bear down on what it is that she wants, because that's when they're very suggestible. That's when you're very vulnerable to schemes and scams and, somebody saying, here's some medication. You don't have to go through this. Here's some fast money. Mm-hmm. Here's a deal. And what you have to do is make sure you're really focused on where it is you're going so that you stay the course, because it's very easy to get, or it's very desirable to get up and leave at that point because it's so painful.
Mm-hmm.
But the promise is that if you can hold on during the transition, something wonderful is going to follow. It may not be exactly what you think it's going to be. Certainly with children, we have no idea. But they will get born. And so, I'm here to speak for staying the course when you're in that transition.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how that actually applies specifically to a career or, I remember, I'll give you an example. Tell me if you think this fits from my own experience. I was a good corporate employee for 23 years until the late 80s when I was downsized twice in 18 months.
Ooh.
No fault of my own. And,
no.
And I'm talking about corporate. I was an executive in both cases. And
mm-hmm.
and so at the end of that, at 5 minutes after the second time, I started thinking about my resume, and I said, no, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my business. And so is that what you mean by a transition that was thrust upon you?
I do. And actually, I have a memoir coming out in April. And I write a vision statement. I say, this is what I imagine it to be, because I believe in the secret that we become what we think about, what Earl Nightingale said 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down, because of all the royalties and speaking fees, I have let go of my one-on-one client coaching, allowing me to work on my coaching business only 3 days a month. Well, the universe is ahead of my schedule, and I have a lot of long-term clients who decided that after a year, after their 18 months, they were done coaching. So several clients have gone away
mm-hmm.
when I was fully expecting that income, through April till my book kicks in. So I've been thrust into a transition that I wasn't expecting. Fortunately,
mm-hmm.
I've saved for the rainy day. I have what I call
mm-hmm.
a prudent reserve, and I have, enough money to carry me through 6 months, but I wasn't expecting this. So I just talked to my financial planner yesterday and said, boy, the universe must have something else in mind for you. Now, for my financial planner to say that, that's the charge I carry always.
That's right.
But when it's happening to me, I go blind. So so I have all this support around me saying, you know, somebody said on Saturday, she said, it's like a sonic boom. This vacuum is created, and then all of a sudden, boom, everything rushes in. So
well, see,
there's this clearing, there's this transition going on.
I went back 3 years later after being downsized twice in 18 months. I went back 3 years later and thanked both the people for doing it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I went back and said, whatever you do, if you hadn't done what you did,
yeah,
I would not be where I am right now, which is happier than I've ever been. And I've never looked back.
Oh, Jim. Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, we're given circumstances, and it's what we do with them. So you can go and hide under the sheets and curl up in the fetal position, or you can say, what is the opportunity?
So you're saying the transition... sounds like you're saying the transition is the forces of the world, whether that be human or whatever, and the reinvention is what you do with the transition.
Boy, you just articulated it better than I could. That's exactly right. And there's a wonderful passage called Fear of Transformation from a book that I just like to quote from. They liken it to being on trapeze. So you were on the corporate trapeze. It's like Jim Corporate. And all of a sudden you were let go and you're flying towards the next trapeze bar. You can't quite see what the handle says, but you know it's coming at you. It has your name on it. And at some point you have to let go and trust that between those two trapezes there is grace and the possibility that you're going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because it's actually how you hang out in that transition that is how you are, like the Zen saying, how you do anything is how you do everything. So we can go kicking or screaming or we can say, okay, here's an opportunity. What do I do today? Because all we have is today. What can I do today to, you know, for me today, it's like clean up my desk, organize my to-dos for the next week or day, and stay in the day. It's all I have. And not fret about what isn't
mm-hmm.
happening. I do believe I'll go back, too, to some, you know, some people who have shaken me up in the last month or two and say, you know, because of you, I've been able to do this. I love that attitude. I think it's really important.
Well, and you know, when that happened, when that second thing happened, and I made the decision to go out on my own, as one of my professor friends says, live by my wits. When I made that decision, I had two teenagers and two mortgages.
Wow!
And so those were intense times. Talk about transition. Talk about feeling like I was in transition. Hey, I need your website, Jane. I need your website.
It's janepollack.com. There's no C in my last name.
Jane Check it
Pollack,
out, folks.
POLLAK.com.
There it is. Quick break. The book is called Sole Proprietor. 20 after. Right back with Jane. More on transition and reinvention after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.